Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power.
Make some noise if you feel it. Good evening, everyone. This is Ken Hodge from Hodge to Hodge Podcast Radio with our podcast tonight, The Messenger. Three times a week, we are blessed with hearing a prophetic word from a man who I believe has the vision to show us some things that we've been looking at all the while, but not really recognizing. Messenger Ron Dyer comes to us with a word on how we can truly begin to understand who we are, so that we will understand whose we are. And once we come into the understanding of that magnificent presence, life and everything about it will then begin to seem abundantly. Hey, good evening, Cass. And how's everybody doing tonight?
I'm great, thank you.
I'm also doing well, thank you.
You're doing okay. Do I have a reverb on right now?
No.
What's a reverb?
Oh, I'm sorry, echo.
No.
Oh. No.
Okay, cool. Oh, see, I've been reading a book, and I try to speak in a vernacular.
Go ahead, brother.
Now, wait a minute, just so we understand, don't ask me any more questions about that.
He's a professional engineer. Okay.
Yes, he is.
I'm trying to work on it.
Work it.
Hey. Okay, so again, we started last week, and we started to talk about or try
Wait
to bring
minute.
You in.
Wait a minute, I didn't hear the messenger. Where is he? He not on? The messenger?
I don't think so.
Not right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Stop it, Brother King. Stop it.
Now let me see. What do I? How can I say this?
Sure, don't say anything. It's okay.
No, this must be addressed. yeah. This must be addressed. But the messenger will be with us shortly, Nurse Carmen.
Okay.
Let me finish now. He asked
right.
me.
Wait a minute.
He asked me.
You.
I know, yes, he did. He asked me, would I go ahead and start the ministry until he came? But now I'm going to let him know. We have to include a whole staff in on what's happening right now. He was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Where's the messenger?
She was a little bit, you know.
I mean,
hostile with it as well.
You see what I'm saying? See, right now, I definitely need the messenger to appear so that I need the messenger to appear so that he can speak to the masses right now because they're getting unruly.
All is well, my brother.
Oh, brother messenger. I don't know
All
exactly
well,
what happened or what didn't happen. But hold on, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I want to present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own Messenger Rondaya.
Bless you, my brother.
Are we good, Nurse Carmen?
Yes, I'm good now. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead.
Hello, Messenger.
Bless you, my sister. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hold on, I gotta put some wedding bells in the back, man. I'm sorry. I gotta download.
How's my sister down there in the Sunshine State doing?
Oh, doing quite well, Brother Messenger. Doing quite well, thank you. How are you?
All right, good. Did we start preparing that task that was put before us to?
Yes,
to
we
get
did.
Things rolling? We did.
Did you discuss that with the production team?
No, but we're going to do that. We're going to give you a couple minutes just at the end so that you can just let them know what it is that you're doing.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
I'm just so concerned. I just want to make sure that everything is muy bueno. With Sister Carmen, okay?
Yes, it is.
Be muy bueno, okay? Because I don't want
yes,
no problems, man. Listen, the next time the messenger is late, I'm just going to hang up. I'm sorry. I'm just going to hang up. Yeah, be nervous, man. All right. Hey, but listen, watch this. If it be all right, and sometimes talking about today is the ministry, I'm curious, and I done got old, so would it be all right if Sister Sunshine go ahead and talk to us now, Brother Messenger?
Sure. You sure. It's fine.
But you don't want to. But I got to tell
well,
him why
say,
as well?
No.
No, you can just tell him what it is that you're doing.
Okay.
Oh, I've spoken to the messenger several times about, you know, expanding his audience.
Right.
In the social media world, and he finally agreed to do so. Well, allow me.
See, that's some of the stuff. So. That's some of the stuff you could have left out. But go ahead.
Watch it. That is my brother. So you didn't have to say that. I didn't know if it was you or Nurse Carmen, but I knew there'd be some help. But go ahead.
No, but I really think, you know, the message should be heard by, you know, an ever-expanding audience. And to bring more people to the podcast, there are other, you know, social media sites that where he can, you know, start beginning to develop his presence, so which would in turn bring more people to the podcast as well.
That sounds beautiful. It's just so funny because I spent about 3 hours today looking at different podcast venues and different avenues. So, I mean, we definitely, that sounds excellent. And again, that podcast, that message that he's putting out there definitely needs to be heard worldwide.
Yes,
that's a beautiful thing. But, you know, I just tell you, like I'll tell Jane or people who help me, we have monumental ideas. As long as we have somebody there who could kind of put those ideas into effect with us, it's going to be a beautiful thing.
Amen. Amen to that.
It's going to be a beautiful thing because, again, that's excellent, man.
And it really is. It's the the power of social media is very.
Yes.
It's huge. I've seen people, and I've shared it with Sister Carmen, a gentleman. He went from just doing videos, and now he's speaking at Fortune 500 companies, and you know, sharing his message, and you know.
Like I said, and it's a message that I think the more that are exposed to it will want to be exposed and expose
Definitely.
Others to it. So, yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah. So, you know, but again, that's what the ministry in our real time is all about. Again, not trying to get you to follow me 5 days a week. I just want you to hear and understand and then go forth and tell other people. So we're not trying to establish a church. But if we can have your attention an hour here, while you do whatever it is in life that you do, again, that's just a beautiful ministry. And, I'm sure it's going to do very, very well as we expand out.
I agree.
Yeah.
I second.
Yeah. Just as long as Brother Messenger is not late.
That's right.
Because we look so much alike that if he's late at a speaking or an engagement, I mean, unless somebody told on me, I could probably call on stage. Yeah, she'd be up there like, wait a minute. That's not Kenny. Kenny, is that? I'm like, no, I'm just sitting around. Just stop. Hey, but y'all worked at it, and that's a beautiful thing. In fact, I even told him that he probably, and again, this is the ministry that we're talking, he probably even want to get a Facebook page for just a messenger.
And that's what I was saying for that.
Yep.
Just Facebook,
yes.
IG, Twitter. There are podcasts that the podcast is also replayed on YouTube as well.
Yes. Yep. Okay. So again, hey, expanding. That's good. We can expand. We can expand. Roddy said, no, Tony, it's not that kind of expansion, man. But no, but that's excellent. And really, let's stay on top of that. And if there's anything I can help do to speed that along or enhance on that, yeah, let's make that a priority.
Okie doke. Yep.
Yeah. Again, so as we minister to you today about how we're trying to expand our area or expand the listening audience to this powerful message that we have to deliver to you, again, our ministry is about a today ministry. I could sit here, or Brother Messenger, in fact, I'm so sorry. Hey, Brother Messenger, go ahead and take the microphone because I don't want no problem. Go ahead, Brother Messenger.
No, my brother, you go right ahead. This is important also because what we're also doing is those that will tune in, we'll be able to let them know that what we're doing, so that next time they'll be able to, if they can't catch the actual podcast, they'll know where to go, that they can hear. And I appreciate, once again, the love that you show by giving me the headline and stuff. But my core message is it's all about us, because we are all one. So we just, as long as we can get people to hear what it is that we have to say, and just so that they can, once again, open up their minds and begin to just see, because it's right before us day by day. And sometimes I'm just thinking about things and they just start popping into me, because as everybody know, my favorite thing is realizing that all things is working for the good. And throughout my day, I just constantly see things working for the good, even though in the back of my mind I'm saying, oh wow, that didn't go like it should have, like I wanted it to. But then in the end, it's always working for the good. And we just got to remember to keep that in mind, so that we can continue to go forward. Because once we realize that, we won't be so easily discouraged by the things that people do unconsciously to kind of ruffle the feathers. And we've got to let them know that we truly believe no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And because of who I am victorious. I cannot lose. And we've got to just constantly take that attitude towards everything and just keep living and loving life, because this is all we got.
CMB.
Amen.
But I know you have something that you'd like to expound on, because this is Hodge to Hodge, all right? So because of, for some reason, I'm not sure what it is, and so I'm just saying, because everything works for the good, and your mic is coming in loud and clear, talk to us, my brother.
No, I was just, believe me, I was just joking with Nurse Carmen. But no, I mean, this is what it's about, expanding and building. And you know, so this is what we will start to do.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, I look at some of the preachers that I don't understand how they do what they do, and I'll just leave it there because I'm not going to get into a real negative tangent on it. But I look at some of them, and they have multi-million-dollar broadcasts overseas.
Mm-hmm.
But again, and it always used to make me smile on the inside, a cunning laugh. And I'm thinking, if you're broadcasting to underdeveloped nations and the people who can't eat every day, is having a TV real big on their list of priorities? So who are you really broadcasting, spending all that money to broadcast to? But again, I'm going to bring it to you via a podcast audience. And again, we're going to bring you a ministry, not probably. We're going to bring you a ministry that will be a part of your everyday life. You don't have to, I mean, you can set aside special time, but the God we serve is an all-the-time God. Don't just go do what you do and then pick a day. Let's pick Thursday. Every Thursday at noon, you make that holy for me. No, every moment, every second of our life, is God is working within us. And in the ministry that we bring to you, again, is that ministry that you can hear or can constantly be a part of your day, all day. So, you know, when we start talking about expanding, at some point there may be a donation requested, maybe. But again, that's not the intent of what we do. And if a donation or any financial aid was requested, then understand all of that is going to build a better model, a better module, a better platform to continue to bring you this dynamic word. So we don't need jets, do we, Brother Messenger?
No, not yet, but we'll soon. But
you said not yet.
But even with Not yet, but even with that, it is not a requirement. If you don't give, it's not going to affect your relationship with who you are, and we're still going to bring it out. So we don't want nobody thinking if you don't give, all of a sudden I got a message that you're going to this place that don't exist. It's your heart. It's how you're living that'll determine all that you do. And so this is what we want people to understand, because this is one of the things that religion would have us to believe, that in order for us to get connected to somebody that you already connected with, you got to pay. You don't have to pay. If your heart and soul leads you to donate, that we can be able to, as Sister Sunshine said, take this message out even further, then that's what we would like for you to do. But there is no stipulations on it. And this is really, really important, and this is what kind of differs from the actual religion, because truth of the matter is you can't get any more connected to God than what you are. What you can do is realize it, but you can't get any more connected. So if you give me $100 or $1,000, it's not going to determine how much closer you are to God. What determines how much closer you are is how much you seek Him out.
Wait a minute.
The time will come. The time will come according to the Spirit. And that's all we always ask, is that you allow the Spirit to lead you. Don't let fear or anything like that lead you, because then you're not creating. What you're doing is reacting. And we don't want anybody reacting anymore. We want people creating lives so that they can be the best person that they can be.
But wait a minute, Brother Messenger. Did I hear you say, even if you don't give, you're still blessed? Is that what
still
I heard?
Blessed. You're still blessed.
Wow. Well, sister, if you could see right now, my mind is just exploding, because I've always been taught that my giving is in direct connection to my receiving. You mean that's not real?
No, that is real. That is real. The more you give, the more you will receive. So that is real. That is very much real. It's just that there is no damnation. You understand what I mean? There is no damnation. If you don't give, that does not mean you're not going. You're not gonna end up with the Father, per se. That does not mean that.
Oh, okay.
So it is more blessed to give. But it's not a requirement for you to give to me. As they would say, let your conscience be your guide.
Help somebody.
Somebody.
Yeah, help somebody.
Go.
I like that somebody to be the messenger ministry, but help somebody. If it ain't me, let it be somebody, and your heart will feel good.
Amen.
And I'll just give you a quick example just to show you just what it is that I'm talking about. And because we're always looking at the bigger picture, and we're not looking at the steps that need to be taken to get to the bigger picture, I'm going to come right back to you, Sister Sunshine. Just knowing that you're being a help to the ministry, doesn't that kind of give you a feeling inside?
Definitely.
And what people have to understand is that's what it's all about. And if you think about it, you'll be more blessed. And blessed is predicated on your feelings. That is how you determine your blessedness, per se. You can be blessed, and you don't need, as much as we would love to have the finances to expand, to make it more of a professional, per se, distribution. It's what it does to you and your soul on the inside. That's what it's all about. It's not, I gave $1,000 so I can stick my chest out because I got $1,000. That's fine, because I'm not going to deny it. All right. I'm not going to reject it, but it's about how you're feeling, because when you do that, then that encourages you, that gives you a better desire to help someone else. We know we all get that feeling when we've helped somebody, that it helps us feel good about ourselves. Because mm-hmm. that's the soul doing what it is that it knows it should be doing. It's when we decide that we want to be everything but who we really are, is when we get these mixed emotions and these feelings of incompleteness and stuff, because we're really not being who we are. And that's what's going to lead us to a more fulfilled life. Not the stuff that they want you to, knowing that you're going to make it to quote unquote heaven or this and that. That's not what it's about. And I know we've been taught that for a long time, but we've got to renew their minds. We've got to change their way of thinking, so that they can better understand that the God in us resides in us always. He said, I'm with you always. Always. He didn't say, I'm taking no time off. He didn't say, if you don't do this or that, I'm going to leave you. He said, I am with you always. And I failed to understand how we're so easily fooled into thinking that for some reason he's going to get mad at us, that he's some kind of petty person, that if you don't do just what he wants you to do, he's going to get mad and now you're stuck in damnation. If you're in damnation, it's only because that's where you want to be.
Amen.
Okay.
When we start to...
We're at that. Hold on 1 second. We're at that point where we've got a minute, 32 seconds left to go, and we just want to be able to sign off in time. But Brother Messenger, as always, it's a pleasure to converse with you and share about who we are with the world. Let's say our good nights, Cass. Go ahead, Sister Sunshine.
Amen. Amen.
Good night, everyone. And next week we'll have more information where you can find and keep in contact with the messenger even after the show ends.
Amen.
Go ahead, Nurse Carmen.
We might even have something on Saturday. Not putting any pressure on anybody.
Oh.
Go ahead. Any of your business, Uncle Roy. Go ahead, Uncle Roy. Have her meet you at M&L Record Show. Hey, but again, it's always a pleasure to share the word of God. And again, it don't have to be with sad faces. It can be with a cheerful and a very jovial spirit.
Amen.
Because we don't have to put on a formality when we talk about our God. Our God understands that we're not perfect.
That's right.
But he allows us
to be just.
Well, our God understands that we are perfect. We just don't understand how to measure perfection.
Right.
Amen.
All right.
There you go.
So, I opened this show by getting slapped by Nurse Carmen, and I closed by getting punched by the messenger. Wow. This has been a vital, a violent podcast for me. Mad love, everybody.
I'm going to say, you got to feel the love, because you know that's all coming from here is love.
Oh, no doubt, baby. No doubt. Yeah. That's what that was. Hey, but listen, God bless everybody, and let's stay strong.
Yeah, you too.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. And thank you all.